This is Jonathan Reeves. If you've traveled south across Jonesboro's Main Street overpass, heading into downtown, you may have noticed the sign that says Historic Downtown Jonesboro. Perhaps you've wondered, what's so historic about that area? Well, you have an opportunity to find out this Saturday between 11 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. KASU's Mike Doyle produced this report about a free walking history tour.
Well, woke up this morning feeling round, round for my shoes. You could tell about that I had no more walking blues.
You don't have to get those old walking blues to learn about historic downtown Jonesboro. Just tag along for Saturday's free walking history tour starting at 11 o'clock. Your tour guide will be Dr. Revis Edmonds, a lifetime Arkansas resident and historian who recently earned his Ph.D. in heritage studies from Arkansas State. I asked Revis, what's the one downtown Jonesboro location that has the most impressive history?
I would almost say why I started the tour here, I would almost say the Frierson House. First, when Frierson House was placed on the National Register, it was considered to be of local historical significance. But I don't think you have to go any further than the connection of Governor Francis Cherry. Of course, he married into the Frierson family. And even though he was one of our shortest-termed governors, he has some significance in two ways. Number one, he basically came out of obscurity by being one of those in Arkansas to effectively use new media for the first time, particularly his little gimmick called the Talkathon, in which the Cherry campaign would go and buy hours and hours and hours of time on radio stations throughout the state. And then Governor Cherry would go to each of those stations and literally be on the air for hours and hours and hours just answering any question from anybody who called in or who just showed up at the radio station wanting to ask a question in person. And of course, it was highly successful. He was elected governor in a landslide, but then proved to be a better campaigner than politician. And why would we want to remember Governor Cherry's connection to Jonesboro? Maybe not so much as the legacy he left himself behind as governor, but it could also be said that some miscues and missteps on his part brought about the rise of another previously unknown guy from the hills of northwest Arkansas, Faubus.
Orville Faubus, I was going to say
and,
that.
And, of course, thwarted Governor Cherry's hopes for a second term.
So when was Cherry governor? What year?
53 to 55. He was defeated for re-election in 1954.
Well, that may be the best-kept secret, or the most historically important, and as you say, I know that's a hard question to answer because you know, we have the term historic downtown Jonesboro, and Haley Knight is with us with the Downtown Jonesboro Association. At what point did we start wanting to promote our history, do you think, compared to what we've done in the past?
Well, that's the cool thing about downtowns is, you know, downtowns are where your community started. It's where your history is. Literally the walls of the buildings have seen so much, and it's really important for the communities not to forget who they are and where we've come from. We're kind of at the stage now with Downtown Jonesboro Association. We recognize how important that is, especially with all the new development happening. You know, we can't forget who we are because we'll lose our identity. When Revis and I first started talking about this, this was such a cool thing for us because, you know, we do promote Downtown Jonesboro as the place to eat, shop, and live, but there's also a whole nother component, and that's the historic preservation aspect. And so we're so excited to be able to offer something like this to give our community the opportunity to learn just how far we've come and where we're from.
I thank Haley Knight, director of the Downtown Jonesboro Association, and Revis Edmonds, outreach coordinator for the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program, who conduct a walking tour starting at 11 o'clock Saturday at 1112 South Main Street, the historic Frierson House. It's free. Bring your walking shoes.
Will you tell about that now, baby?
Mike Doyle reporting for KASU, Music, News, Arts, and Views.